I'm joined by Kay Weiss. Kay Weiss is on the 2019 Community Thanksgiving Dinner Committee. And Kay has been involved with the Community Thanksgiving Dinner every single year. It is its 25th year. It started out as a dinner at Trinity Lutheran Church in Trinity Hall. Outgrew that, quickly moved to Burlington High School's cafeteria. And Kay was telling me that in 2014 they had 1,900 meals served, a little over 1,600 last year. And you know what? It's been a tradition. You've had yourself and Lois Blythe have been involved in this from the very beginning. But you've got a lot of other people that have a long stretch of time and a lot of families that have committed to doing this as a giving back type of thing. Isn't that right, Kay?
That is very true, Steve. And we have had dedicated people over the years. Sometimes they've kind of gone in and out depending on their family situations. And, of course, we've lost some of our longtime people. Sharon Ford is no longer living.
It has always It's always been a chance, really. The idea was, you were telling me, and we've talked about it over the years, to make sure that no one is alone on Thanksgiving and that they can share a meal, break bread together, and can gather in a single place. Now, that's sort of changed a little bit over the years because you do home-delivered meals as well. But I know that the people that deliver those home-delivered meals also get a chance to socialize with the people that they are bringing the meals to, don't they?
Yes, and for many families, this is part of their Thanksgiving. They bring children and they come to the high school with boxes and coolers and pick up all the meals to deliver. So people who are physically unable to come to the dinner itself can get up to five meals delivered to their homes.
And you've had a pickup service. You've had golf carts, I know, that have been pick people up at their car and will transport them directly to the front door at the cafeteria. That's the Burlington High School cafeteria at 421 Terrace Drive. Again, the service, the dine-in serving is 11:30 to 2 p.m. You've got carry-out service at 1:30 p.m. And there's a lot of things you need. We'll go down through the food donations, but I think the thing that you need, you especially need, is volunteers. That seems to be the many hands lighten the work, and there is a lot of there's a lot of things that people do that you need, from greeting people to
deboning
the turkeys. Yeah, there are some
opening hundreds of cans of cranberry sauce.
And the biggest, probably the one, is maybe that cleaning up the whole thing afterwards too.
That's a really big deal. starting about 2 o'clock after the dinner and the last carryout meals go out, we have to mop the floors and rearrange all the tables and put everything back the way it was.
Exactly. Now, again, it is November 28th. Of course, Thanksgiving Day is a bit late. In fact, it is the latest that it can be. Last year happened to be the earliest that it can be. But, again, you've got... Now, you are also, as I said, you will arrange transportation for people to come directly from their home or apartment to the meal as well. That is all being handled from our friends at Community Action of Southeast Iowa. And if you need transportation, 753-0193, same number if you need a home-delivered meal. But let's talk about the fact that... you need lots of turkey, don't you?
We need a lot of turkey. I was just doing some statistics earlier, and over the years, we've used about 2,300 turkeys.
Wow.
Over the past 24 years. So I'm sure we'll need 160 turkeys again this year.
And it's, you know, but it has also been streamlined to some degree, because I know that from the beginning, you could simply bring a turkey and that. But from a health standpoint and from a consistency standpoint, all of the turkeys are being done. They're being cooked. They're being bought. You can buy the turkey right at Hy-Vee. All you have to do is just go through the line. Say, I'd like to donate a turkey to the community Thanksgiving dinner. That's all you have to do. You don't have to even pick it up. They'll take care of that for
you. They have a key on their cash register.
And we talk about the other things that you need. You need corn. But what we're looking at is the number 10 cans. A lot of people call those gallon cans, don't they?
I
don't know how much they are. I don't know how big they are, but
they're big.
Yeah, they are big.
And we like the whole kernel corn, because
the cream
corn doesn't hold up well in the heat trays.
Okay, so whole kernel corn. Green beans of any style. You can be French style, or you can be the regular green beans. Also, number 10 cans of that. I don't think you can get cranberry sauce in number 10 cans.
I've only once seen a number 10 can of cranberry sauce. They're very expensive, so the smaller cans are what people like to bring.
So cranberry sauce in those regular size things. Apple juice, a lot of apple juice.
Yes.
You can.
Gallons
of apple juice. Okay. You do not have no cream pies. I know that. No cream pies and no pumpkin pie.
No. Again, the health department has asked that we use only fruit pies.
Because of the dairy. No dairy. They don't want any dairy to be a potential spoilage. Is that right?
Right.
And so fruit pies, now the drop-off is always the day before for the pies, and those are fruit pies and cookies. Obviously, cookies are going to be a big
deal. Yes, we've gone from Jell-O salads to cookies. Again, the Jell-O salads were an issue for refrigeration. There's a limited amount of refrigeration.
So no Jell-O salads anymore, but do bring but fruit pies and cookies. You drop those off Wednesday afternoon starting at 3 till 7 p.m. at the Burlington High School. 3 to 6. Okay, it says 3 to 7 here, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. And one of the other things you need volunteers, but you could also make grab these cans of corn or whatever. You can just simply make a cash donation you basically Community Action handles that too, right?
Community Action has been our funding
sort of
conglomerate.
Yes, I guess
they just pass it through to our dinner, and they take care of paying the bills and things, because we're all volunteers,
right,
Steve, and so they have a staff that...
We're going to be posting all of the information on our website as well, so you can find out more about that. You also need placemats, right? You need paper placemats.
This has been a project for scout troops and classrooms for all the past 24 years. We hope this year as well. People make placemats, and we put those on the tables under the plates, and people who attend the dinner enjoy seeing what creative children
artistic the artistic side of all of the things that are going on. But again, it is happening again on the 28th of November. That is Thanksgiving Day. Again, serving 11:30 to 2:00, and you really want, if you can, to be the dine-in serving as much as possible, right?
Yes. And we have changed the time for carryouts, because we feel that the people who come to the dining room deserve service first, and then people who have been waiting in line for carryout are getting a little frustrated. And so we've decided that
Separate them out.
Try to separate them out. Yes.
And again. The dine-in serving is 11:30 to 2:00. The carry-out service beginning at 1:30. And again, a home delivered meal.
That's as long as the food lasts.
Right. And home delivered meals, and transportation, all through Community Action as well. They're not only handling the cash, but all the transportation and the home delivered meals, Community Action of Southeast Iowa. And all you need to do is call 753-0193. And you take the stuff that you have. You take them to the same place that they've always taken it to, even though the library's changed, the canned goods. Take them to the Burlington Public Library, right?
That's correct.
All right. It is Community Thanksgiving Dinner 2019. And again, how many turkeys did you say, 160?
160 turkeys is what we're aiming for.
All right.
At the Hy-Vee Agency.
All right, we're going to get an update each week on how you're doing. And Kay Weiss, good luck, and let's make this the best community Thanksgiving dinner ever, okay?
Thanks, Steve.